Mat Men is brought to you by El Yucateco. El Yucateco is everyone's hot sauce. Find out why they're the kings of flavor by going to elyucateco.com and using the offer code MATMEN at checkout to get 10% off your order. Everybody, welcome to Mat Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Major Zan. Of course, I'm joined by the one, the only, the original martial arts master.
That's right, baby.
Christian Bowling. Now, it is true that you are an Asian man in real life.
I am an Asian man.
And you play a white guy
yeah.
when you're not on the air.
I'm just an actor playing Rich Stan Bowling. The real Rich Stan Bowling is like a really cool Korean guy.
Yeah, that's what I want.
We's in the juice, bro.
You know what, though? Really cool Korean dudes. Uh-huh. Love them.
Yeah.
Love them. My favorite people to be around. Korean dudes.
We should go to the Coop on Main Street for happy hour.
Cool Korean dudes.
Everybody who works there looks like they're from Final Fantasy.
I don't care about cool Korean babes. Forget about the babes.
No.
Don't want Korean babes.
Just want dudes.
I just want cool Korean
dudes.
Just
want to lay down on some dudes.
Yeah. I just want, like, with the hair and everything. Like, I can already see it. I can't even explain it, but I can see the hair.
I wish I had that kind of hair. That like,
that's amazing.
That equally thick but thin hair.
Yeah, so beautiful.
That you can, like,
flop.
Sculpt. Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
I have curly hair. I used to put Dark and Lovely in my hair in
Did
high
you?
School.
Very
to
nice.
Straighten it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. This is a show about Asian dudes, guys.
Hell yeah.
All things professional wrestling. A lot happened. I was really down on pro wrestling on Sunday. Probably one of the first times I've been so negative. I absolutely hated the pay-per-view.
Really?
Yeah, I did not care for it. You know what I actually really liked? Mm-hmm. The Goldberg segment. That was it.
I feel like when you watch pay-per-views, your day before that has play into it. Where, like, okay. When you hate something, you won't have, like, the best day.
I actually had a really bad day that day, too. I was feeling shitty, and then I partook in some medicine.
Yeah, there you
that
go.
That night, and it kind of made me, like, couch locked.
Yeah, you took a bunch of downers, and
I
then
took a bunch of downers,
screamed
yeah.
in your pillow.
That's all I was doing. I fell asleep at one point, mm-hmm. so we do have that to talk about. Of course, Monday Night Raw I really enjoyed it.
Raw was great.
Great.
SmackDown was great, even though the most minimal wrestling on SmackDown in, like, months.
Yeah, but the main event, man, it was really good. I want to talk about all that, but before we do, I want to thank our sponsor, the hot in my sauce, El Yucateco.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we've been talking about El Yucateco for a while now on the show. I absolutely love these guys. El Yucateco is everyone's hot sauce, not just a Mexican hot sauce. The number one habanero hot sauce, Rich?
Habanero.
Thank you. Hot sauce in the U.S. They rank in the top 10 of all hot sauces in the U.S. And let me tell you, I absolutely love it. I'm almost done. This is it. This is all that's left. I have to, actually. Are you done with yours?
I have one more bottle.
Why are we consuming so much hot sauce?
I put in everything.
Everything, me too.
Put in everything.
On my eggs, man. The green sauce on my eggs every morning.
Everything. My wife and I are doing, like, a pretty strict paleo diet.
That's awesome.
But everything needs spices and hot sauce in it.
Everything,
and I'm
yeah.
like, yo, I'm set. Just dump a bunch of this in there.
This is the only one that's left.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through all the Chipotle. I've gone through the Triple X.
Triple X is good, too.
The Triple Extra. I'm done with that. Mm-hmm. And first time I tried that, I thought it was going to kill me. And then I realized, like, it's interesting, you know, it's like wine almost.
Yes.
If you're not experienced, I've learned so much about hot sauce from having these guys as an advertiser, and I hope they continue doing this because mm-hmm. I absolutely love it. And I love getting the free hot sauce. But I've actually learned that it's like beer and wine, where initially when you start trying these things, mm-hmm. when you like take the hot sauce, just hot, you know, you taste a little flavor and it's hot. And the more you try it, the more you put it on stuff, you could actually taste everything in here. You could taste the flavor, the red, the green, the Caribbean, the black label, which I have not tried yet. I'm going to try this soon. Mm-hmm. It's really unbelievable stuff that they make. They're a great company. You know, they started out as a small company founded in 1968. It's a small family business that has expanded now to the point that they own their own habanero fields. I absolutely love supporting companies like this. I love supporting them. And you know what? It's great that they're supporting us. Go and support them. Go to elyucateco.com. Get 10% off when you use the discount code MATMEN at checkout. Also, El Yucateco is available in many, many places. You could buy it on Amazon. You could buy it in supermarkets. There's many places where you could purchase El Yucateco. I want to thank them for supporting the show. We should do something fun. Can we, like, do, like, stunts with this? I think we should start doing, like, hot sauce stunts.
Sure.
Like drop it in my eyeball.
Oh, yeah.
You want to do that?
Sure.
Patreon money, bro.
We got a couple of cool things coming up on the Patreon, too, which we will explain to you at some point soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Elyucateco.com. Thank you, Elyucateco, for supporting the show. Let's start off with Sunday, man.
Yeah.
Not feeling it.
All right, let's go through it really quick. Okay, and then we'll give it a thumbs up, thumbs down, just really fast, all right? Samoa Joe versus Sami Zayn.
Okay.
Loved it.
It was quick. It was a short match. Not
9 minutes and 45 seconds.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I was surprised it went on first, and I was surprised it was that short. I thought they would give it 20 minutes, but I understand why they didn't.
Yeah.
I understand why they didn't give it time.
Sell Joe is the monster.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn will be the perpetual underdog. Sami Zayn is in that Mick Foley position right now,
mm-hmm.
Where he's getting beaten down to the eventual main event picture. It's going to happen in the next year. That guy's getting the title.
You think so?
I think so. Absolutely. I love Samoa Joe. I think the dude's completely awesome. They're doing something very right with him. Let's hope they don't cool him down.
I would like his gimmick to be that he comes out in a Girl Scout outfit and he just sells the Samoa cookies.
Yeah.
I want to incorporate Samoa cookies.
That's when they turn him face and then somebody makes fun of him.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing that bothers me is like Samoa Joe gets such unnecessary hate online.
Why? But what is it? What is the hate?
About him being a little big boned.
I've never seen that.
And about how people hate his theme music. And I'm like, yo.
That's always been his theme almost.
He's a thick dude and he's probably in better shape than 90% of the people saying.
Yeah.
You suck, and then that theme music is awesome.
You know who hates him? Coco.
Really? Why?
He fat shames people now.
Does he?
That he's like super skinny.
Because he's not fat anymore.
He's not fat anymore. Yeah, he's one of these guys that like he's turned, and he's like, yeah, you know what? You're fat. Like he calls Kevin Owens fat all the time.
Really?
He's like, I hate him because he's so fat. I'm like, you weighed like 300 pounds.
Yeah.
He's like, I hated him even then. I go, so you just self hate fat people. That's what you tell me. He's like, yeah, I don't like fat people, and I hate myself. So what he told me.
If you go on the WWE Instagram and look at any comment, you will see the worst of humanity.
Cesspool.
It's a cesspool of people just commenting.
From like Dubai. It's like everybody from Dubai.
But across the world, just people who are like, you're fat, you're ugly, to the women. Like, you're gross, you're disgusting, yeah. You're a man.
The Nikki
Why
Bellas
are they letting
are great.
Men wrestle?
Yeah. You Nikki know? Bellas is great. He goes, the best one I ever read, it was a guy, it was some Arab guy, and he goes, ugly face, sex butt.
Ugly face, sex butt, man.
Ugly face, sex butt.
Ugh, it's terrible. People are nuts. It must be. They must have like such a laugh when they look at their Instagram
they
feed.
Have to.
We should do that. We should. We should make that a bit next time.
Oh, terrible things on Instagram.
Where we just read the Instagram feed to people.
Ugly face, sex butt.
Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson beat Enzo and Big Cass. I like the match because it was a great heel ending.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. I was okay with that. I didn't hate it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have?
Sasha versus Sasha defeated Nia.
Right? Okay, so here was the problem with that. This is where the problem started.
Okay.
Why did you take that streak away from Nia? She wasn't pinned.
Yeah.
She lost clean.
She lost clean. Listen, I feel like they lost a little bit of momentum with the Revolution. Right?
The Women's Revolution.
The Women's Revolution with like the weird injury issues that Sasha has. And then I feel like they don't know what to do with Sasha and Nia, especially Nia Jax, because she might still be a little too green. I feel like they were hoping she would be like a Braun.
I like how they bill her at 275.
Yeah.
She's not 275.
You don't think so?
No.
That's 10 pounds heavier than me.
That's a big girl. Yeah. I don't. 275.
Cesaro and Sheamus defeated Jinder Mahal. That was a weird throwaway.
Mm-hmm.
Big Show defeated Rusev with Lana.
Dude, can I touch on Jinder?
Sure.
What the hell's going on with that dude?
He is the jackest.
Oh my god, he is so jacked. First of all, on Twitter, while we were doing it, I posted a picture. Was it you or me that posted a picture of Jinder? It was his head on this really jacked up dude.
Yeah.
I posted it.
Somebody, yeah, I didn't
one
do
of
it.
Us did.
Yeah,
and I thought it was hysterical. Everybody found it funny, except for one guy. He goes, "You're an effing racist."
Yeah,
and I go, "Why?" And he goes, "Oh, sorry, man. Thought this was like a Trump thing."
What?
I swear to God.
Yeah, get your head out of your ass, yeah, man. Not you,
sex,
but
get
people.
Your head out of your sex butt.
Yeah, it's so nuts, man. Like, yo, why are you being mean to me? Why are you a racist right now? It's not racist. It's just a picture of him on a jack body. I tweeted Dave Bautista. He didn't get back. Clearly, I know why. I was like, how do you feel about Jinder Mahal cosplaying as one of your biceps? That dude is so friggin' vascular right now.
His veins. Hard Body Mahal, man. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Big Show beat Rusev. Okay. Neville, Jack Gallagher. That was a good match.
Jack Gallagher?
Yeah.
He's now Gentleman Jack. Gentleman Jack Gallagher.
Going back to the gimmicks. Going back Love to the gimmick
like
names.
It.
Me too.
I like the gimmick name. I like his gimmick.
Handsome Rusev. Hard Body Mahal.
Hard Body Mahal.
Roman Reigns beat Braun Strowman. That, honestly, that's a lot of fun.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, I thought that was a good match. But they beat his streak also.
That's fine. Whatever. Like, it's okay. Braun doesn't need it. Like, he's a gigantic dude. And I guarantee you, when he turns face, that dude will be the most over face in the company. Because he will be the biggest person on that roster after Big Show leaves. Bayley beat Charlotte. Great match, 16 minutes. But for some reason, it didn't click with me.
I don't think Bayley's clicking with a lot of people. If you saw Chicago, she was getting booed.
Was she?
People are just done. Like, they I'm shocked how they killed her. Mm-hmm. They've really buried her entire run. Like, I've never seen someone so mishandled before like this. That they've created and they've pushed and they've done everything wrong leading up to the title and now.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've really backed off a little bit. I don't know why they booked her as this kind of like she needs help to win.
I don't know. She's Lady John Cena. She's going to be Lady John Cena.
I mean, listen, she's selling a lot of merch, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, listen, she's the perfect, like, tween fan diva where, like, if you're a little girl, you're going to love her. If you're a teen girl, you'll love her. If you're an adult, you'll love her. I don't think anybody's going to buy that jacket, though.
Do you want the Meltzer ratings for the show?
Yeah.
While you're going through it? The Tozawa, Rich Swann, Brian Kendrick, Noam Dar got 2.5.
Whoa.
Samoa Joe, Sami Zayn, 2.5.
Whoa.
The tag match, two and a quarter.
Whoa.
Sasha Banks and Nia Jax, 2.25.
Damn.
1.5 for Cesaro, Jinder Mahal.
Yes.
2 starts for Big Show, Rusev.
Mm-hmm.
Neville, Jack Gallagher, 3.5.
Sure.
Roman Braun, 4 stars.
Yeah,
another
man.
Four. He's Mr. 4 stars, man. Every Roman match is 4 stars.
Great match.
3 stars for Charlotte and Bayley, and of course the main event, Bill Goldberg in 21 seconds. It's a dud.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't really count.
What do you think of Goldberg as a champion?
I think it was a good way to put the belt on him.
Fine, I get it.
Kevin Owens was ready to fight. He gets distracted. He takes the spear, takes the jackhammer.
I was hoping he holds the title upside down like he did the other time. He would have a habit of holding the belt upside down. So I want to comment on this.
Mm-hmm.
The question now is, why are they putting the title on part-timers? Why is Bill Goldberg the one with this title? Why is Brock Lesnar possibly going to have this title? Why are they doing this? And I'll tell you why. And I explained this last week, mm-hmm. and I've yet to see anybody explain it. And this is what was told to me. They're building the legacy of a title.
Right?
Well, you're going to have a lot of... this title, they're going to play hot potato for a while with this title mm-hmm. because they need to build this legacy.
Yeah.
Bill Goldberg is a great name to have 10 years from now when you look back at the history of this title.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar is another one.
Yeah.
You can't just build the legacy with the Kevin Owenses and the, you know, Sami Zayns mm-hmm. and the Samoa Joes. You need some of those older guys to hold these titles.
Yes.
This is why they're doing that.
Rock's going to get this title eventually.
The Rock maybe will get... who knows? Triple H, The Rock. You know, they're going to have these guys to hold a title. These are not the guys that are going to drive the era. These are... They're passing the torch, essentially.
Right.
You know, Kevin Owens lost. Brock Lesnar is going to win it, but Brock Lesnar is going to drop it to another guy, mm-hmm. which will probably not be a part-timer.
Right.
So this is how they're building the legacy. Not building talent, but building the legacy of the title. Because remember, the title's bigger than anybody else.
Because it's forward thinking, because Vince is thinking about the calls that will be made at future pay-per-view matches. Like, let's say 5 years down the road, give me somebody on the Raw. Let's say 5 years down the road, Big Cass wins that belt.
Yeah.
And then the call will be like, this is the title that was held by Bill Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, Finn Balor.
Yeah. There you go. That's exactly what it is.
That's what you're building towards.
Chris Jericho will definitely hold that title.
Yes.
They need those in-between legends to hold these titles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would personally have a problem if Bill Goldberg held the title for 6 months and only worked 30-second matches.
Yeah,
of course I'll have a problem with that. But there is a reason why they are doing this. Mm-hmm. They're not as dumb. I mean, listen, on paper, this is great. The execution, however, for certain things that they're doing is not working out, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I don't see anything wrong with the way that they're booking stuff. I see execution as the problem.
I agree with that.
Bill Goldberg beating Kevin Owens. By the way, did you see that post? I forgot. It was a major group, like a major website. How Kevin Owens, it was like a shoot. Mm-hmm. The guy thought it was a shoot.
Oh, boy.
Like Kevin Owens was shooting on Bill Goldberg. And how Kevin Owens is the champion of champions because he was shooting on Bill Goldberg.
Just with what he was saying?
Yeah, well, what he was saying and what he was doing, and he's been shooting on him for months, and you could tell how disgruntled he is. The dude is not disgruntled. He's not shooting. Mm-hmm. He's making it more real.
He's in character.
You mark.
Yeah. That's what they're doing. I explained that to my wife yesterday, where like they're doing little like cool things and saying like, listen, go on social media.
He was cursing and everything too on the show.
Go on social media, go online. Make it a little more real for the fans. That thing, I'll touch on it really quick. That thing with AJ on Talking Smack.
Oh, that was great.
Perfect.
Perfect.
We'll go into that later.
Yeah, yeah.
But so, like Goldberg. I feel like this is going to lead to Goldberg beating Brock.
Brock beating Goldberg.
No.
You think Goldberg is going to leave WrestleMania as a champion?
Goldberg leaves WrestleMania as a champion.
Wow.
Retires on Monday. Tournament for the belt.
I don't know, man. They've done the tournament already for that title.
But then you get an Finn Balor return. He gets
Balor
his title back.
Not going to be in the main event picture.
You don't think so?
Not right now. Right now.
You don't think so?
I know who he's facing.
Who?
I don't want to say it. I don't want to ruin it.
Triple
I'll
H.
tell you. Yeah, I don't want to say it.
Did you hear that from somebody?
I heard it from somebody.
I don't believe that. That's terrible.
I heard it from
but
somebody.
You know what? Stranger things have happened. That is terrible.
So
poor Zack Ryder.
Listen, I don't want to ruin it because I don't have confirmation 100%. So I don't want it to be one of those moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he believes Mania is a champion.
Listen, it all depends on when they bring him on. You know, if he shows up on Monday, they could build a program. But they're running real. If it's going to be Samoa Joe, which I'm not saying that's not the name I said to Rich. Let's say it is Samoa Joe. They need to fucking start building this.
Yeah.
They can't, like, wait a week before. He's ready. He's clear. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they know where they're piecing him. The worst-case scenario, they're going to put him in that stupid mixed match.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the mixed tag match will be, what mixed man match will be.
I always think that's a bad idea whenever they have, like, the multiple man ladder matches.
Listen, they need the entrance. That entrance is a WrestleMania entrance, so they need to use it.
Who knows, man? It might be Balor Joe. I feel like that's going to be the WrestleMania match. Balor Joe Zane.
Balor Joe, probably. If they go in the right direction, mm-hmm. which I do not think they're going to go.
Yeah.
I do not think they're going to do Balor Joe.
That would be the best direction. Or do, because this is the weird thing. Last night's NXT was really good. The post ending to that was Shinsuke Nakamura getting a beatdown and Balor making the save.
Where was this?
This is on NXT.
NXT,
this is the stuff they didn't air.
Yeah.
So Balor makes the save, goes to the crowd. I'm back. I'll be back soon. And that leads into him coming back to, because he's doing live dates now.
Yeah, he's back the 10th. He's back tomorrow.
Yeah, so he's doing live dates. Probably going to come back on Raw.
Yeah, he's on Raw.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you still have the unresolved Seth Rollins. It's a good place to be because you have a lot of moving parts. And this is also the most storyline-driven WWE has been in a very, very long time between both shows.
Well, you know, there is a clear-cut difference in how they're writing these shows now. Mm-hmm. SmackDown is a wrestling show.
Yes.
Raw is Vince McMahon's vision of entertainment.
The big man show.
It's Vince's... You know, Vince doesn't watch anything. Vince goes, why would you watch a comedy show? We have comedy. Why would you watch a drama? We have drama. Like, this is... Raw is exactly what Vince wants out of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show that has everything.
Yeah.
And they're trying to be too many things. To us, we don't necessarily care for that because we want wrestling. Mm-hmm. Now, we are in the minority here, guys. When we complain that Bill Goldberg is the champion, we are the minority.
Yeah.
When we complain that Brock Lesnar, even, you know, I'm not the one people complain about part-timers. The casual fan, which is a lot of Raw.
Yeah.
is watching it because of Bill Goldberg and Brock Lesnar and The Rock and Steve Austin and all these guys that they bring back because that's a ratings pop for them. They want to hear names that they know. They don't give a crap who Finn Balor is if they don't really watch wrestling like we do.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to approach it to the casual fan, and then hopefully you end up watching SmackDown or NXT or something else, and you find what you really like. Listen, do I agree with that format? No, probably not, but I understand what they're trying to do. I thought Raw was very good this week.
Yeah.
I was happy with Raw.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar F5'd Bill Goldberg in a very awkward way. Bill did not want to let go of that title.
Oh, no, my belt.
He was hanging, and he was so stiff.
Yeah.
But that's the first bump he's taken in 10 years.
How crazy is that?
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
First bump.
Can't work Mania now.
Can't work. Oh, my God. That'd be unbelievable.
R.I.P. Bill Goldberg.
I thought that segment was great. Heyman was great. Undertaker showed up.
Yeah, that's fun.
That was fun. So we're going to get Roman Reigns Undertaker.
Battle of the Yard.
This is my yard.
It's my yard.
I was hoping that they would just start barking at each other.
Roman's going over.
I think Roman will win.
Roman's going over clean.
I really think Roman Reigns is going to go over clean. Yeah.
75 spears.
First time I've ever seen like Undertaker match and I'm going, oh yeah, he's losing this.
Yeah.
Watch it. I mean, most likely they'll probably turn it around. He won't lose. But I think if he will lose, this is the best opportunity for him to lose.
Well, this is how you insert Braun into the mix, too, because he's going to interrupt that match.
Big time. You think so?
Yeah. He's going to interrupt that match, and then you're going to get your triple threat.
No heel turn, according to the Observer. With no heel turn, who's not turning heel?
The Roman Reigns.
Reigns is not turning heel.
Yeah.
I mean, he would have to be a heel. He has to. I mean, he's going to get booed out the building. Yeah. How do you boo against the Phenom?
Unless Taker becomes like Ministry of Darkness Taker.
And he just kidnaps his kid?
Ugh,
and
yeah.
Crucifies her?
Kidnaps everybody.
Kidnaps everybody? Why can't he just go around kidnapping people?
That's what Baron Corbin needs to do on SmackDown.
Yeah, I think that's great. He should kidnap Renee.
I wish he did. I feel like they're just like, it's tough at this point. Like, you have to navigate these new waters in terms of everything. So you can't really show a guy kidnapping another guy's girlfriend, you know, for wrestling.
You want to go into SmackDown?
Let's go into SmackDown. SmackDown was excellent. How much are you looking forward to that John Cena match right now?
Oh, yeah, I'm really into it now.
Isn't it so nuts?
The Miz has built that entire thing.
Yo, his promos are, I want to say, like, they remind me of those NWA Ric Flair promos. Just talking smack to everybody. And the fact that he's giving everybody, like, the smart marks are popping because of it. And
it's great. It's done so well.
Listen, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Nobody does. And for people to turn, and this is one, well, obviously this is a big thing, where for somebody online to turn around and say, this is too predictable, I wish it was like this, it should have been like this. You know nothing about this giant corporation that puts this entertainment out. You know, like, you can't do that. You can't be an armchair quarterback when it comes to this stuff. It's the dudes who are armchair quarterbacks, the guys who are armchair MMA fighters, you know, armchair wrestlers, armchair bookers. You can't do that when it comes to this shit.
Yeah.
You know? But Miz doing the whole John Cena's robotic, John Cena does this, Nikki Bella does this. It's friggin' amazing. And then John Cena's retort were just like a bunch of 10-year-old references, which is fine, but he also like hit him back. And I think obviously backstage they were probably like, yo, I'm gonna say this, and then you're gonna say this. And that's it, you know? Like, go crazy. Yeah. We've known each other for friggin' over 10 years. Let's do this. Let's make this special. And they're doing a good job of making this whole thing
special.
It was
actually very interesting. You know, the way that he delivered it and what he said about Cena, all of it was true.
Yeah.
Almost everything. The whole drawing, you know, I thought, like, the whole drawing number 5, that was really Cena's idea because he knew he wouldn't be there instead of being drawn, because the original was going to be Brock and him, number 1.
But that's everything that we think is true is he's saying.
No, it is. Yeah, but it was...
Listen, I think it's all kayfabe. I think it's amazing. The Talking Smack segment.
Oh, so the Talking Smack segment. Are you talking about the Talking Smack Miz segment or the TV or SmackDown?
Well, because you mentioned the number 5 thing.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm talking about Talking Smack. So on Talking Smack, he cut a great promo on John Cena. He was shooting on him. And then he started in with Daniel Bryan, and he told Daniel Bryan,
he goes, well, you won't wrestle.
He goes, I can't or they won't let me.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, and then said something. He goes, we'll see in about a year and a half.
Crazy.
We'll see if I can't wrestle in a year and a half. He has come. I'm telling you, he's going to wrestle again.
Yeah.
And he's very smart because his contract is not frozen right now because he's on TV. He's getting paid whatever he's getting paid.
Yeah.
And he's just working it. But, you know, he was tearing apart Renee, too.
Yeah.
Did you hear? He was like, yeah, your show sucked on Friday, on Sunday,
yeah,
like after the pay-per-view. He really has no filter anymore. He does not give a shit.
He's a grizzled old vet.
He does not give a shit. I almost feel like he wants to be fired.
I feel like Daniel Bryan is so old school that it's all kayfabe.
Of course it is. Listen, of course, he's not an idiot.
Yeah.
But he's doing certain things to kind of put it out there.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain that he's going to wrestle.
Yeah. SummerSlam next year.
I don't know. You know what? The WWE's smart. You know, here's the thing. I know, again, the story, the lesion on his brain and all that. But things change. People get healthy.
Right.
They need to do another test. If that thing gets smaller, it's different. But the reality is 70% of their locker room probably has a whatever, you know, they're probably in bad shape. Maybe not as bad as Daniel.
Yeah.
But I would say maybe half the roster's as bad as Daniel. If you were in that era, in that generation, where you're taking chair shots to the head.
Yeah.
I would say that you probably are as bad as Daniel.
Well,
Daniel Bryan was used as an example. He was a scapegoat. He was an example to show that the WWE cares about their talent.
Yep.
Even if the talent wants to go, they're going to say no. They had the concussion lawsuit. They had the doctor issue, Dr. Marrone.
Mm-hmm.
He had that whole thing happen. The movie had come out for the concussion. They were under scrutiny. So they use him as an example. And he big mouthed and he said that he had a seizure.
Yeah.
If he never said it, he would have been cleared.
Well, here's the thing with that, too. I mean, like, it's great that they're keeping everybody safe, but, like, the thing is really nuts about how, like, if this was 15 years ago...
Oh, he would have been wrestling.
They would have just been like, do you feel okay to do this? And he would have been like, I'm fine.
They wouldn't have even asked.
You know?
No, they would have said, go out there and do it.
Well, I know Kurt had to volley for losing to Brock at Mania. Kurt Angle.
Yeah, when...
Because he was getting his neck surgery.
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
Dude with a broken neck was like, yo, let me wrestle. I'm here.
Well, Benoit was really hurt that show, and he was really hurt that show.
So,
and that was Austin's last match, right?
What was that, 19? 19 was Austin's last match.
Was this WrestleMania 19? I think it was.
If you don't count him beating up Eric Bischoff.
No, I'm not counting that. Yeah, 19 was, and that was Austin's last match.
Yeah.
And I think The Rock left after that, too.
So it's interesting how far times have come, and it's a really good, it's a big blessing to the guys that keeping him healthy. But at the same time, you get those wonderful stories like this is the exact same thing people were saying about Shawn Michaels, you know, where like this guy's so banged up that he's not going to be able to wrestle anymore. Four years later,
the
greatest run of his career.
Yeah.
And it's very fascinating when you think about stuff like that. You know, time will tell.
Listen, also, we are not Daniel Bryan, right? If he he's not a dumb guy.
Right.
He's a very smart man.
Yeah.
He knows what he can and can't do. And if he feels that he could wrestle, he probably can wrestle. I don't think he's going to put his life in danger, having a kid on the way, being married. He's never been a stupid guy. He's always been smart. He is working on a new ring style, though.
Oh, boy.
Where he takes less bumps.
Mm-hmm.
He's been working on this for a while.
Doing a Goldberg.
He's going to do a Goldberg, 20-second matches. I do see him wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
100% I see him wrestling. I would say 50% chance in WWE.
If he,
it really comes down to contract negotiations, and he's like, all right, guys, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, shit, we just lost the biggest babyface that we've had in the last 10 years.
Yeah, the most overdue who doesn't wrestle.
Okay, you know what? Wrestle. Mm-hmm. But we'll do like a limited schedule.
Yeah.
We'll do 10 dates.
Well, I bet you if the case will be that if they decide to pull the trigger on it, right? The case will be SummerSlam. They will do the Shawn Michaels thing where they brought Shawn Michaels back for a street fight with Triple H, which turned out to be one of the best street fights of all time.
Yeah.
And then they said, okay, so you can do this. Let's see what else you could do.
Yeah.
You know?
Listen, we're going to see what happens, right? If he's hurt, I do not think. If he's in danger of permanent brain damage, he should not wrestle.
Oh, absolutely not.
But I think that he's smart enough to know. And he's been cleared by multiple doctors. I mean, not one. I'm talking like UCLA Medical and all these accredited places he's been cleared from. It's the opposite. You know, people bring it up. They compare it to Stone Cold Steve Austin. Steve Austin could not get cleared by anybody and finally found one doctor that would clear him.
Right.
Daniel Bryan got cleared by everybody and found one doctor that wouldn't clear him.
See, that's an old school mentality, though, where it's like, well, I found the one guy that would do it, so I guess I'm okay, as opposed to, well, 20 guys said no, 20, yeah. and then one guy said yes, you know? Fascinating stuff.
It's very fascinating. So Daniel Bryan, if he does not end up, if he's not wrestling in a year and a half, 18 months he has on his contract.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not wrestling in WWE, he'll 100% be in Japan.
Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor champion.
Maybe Ring of Honor.
He can't leave WWE. You guys got to kill him.
I know. He didn't.
So we have also, again, with the storylines, they're doing a good build. So Dean versus Baron Corbin, excellent build.
Yeah.
They haven't touched.
Very well. Very
I feel
well
like they're not going to have them in the ring before Mania. I think it's going to be that kind of build. Mm-hmm. And we still have a few weeks for him to kidnap Renee Young. You got the, honestly, very much looking forward to Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt not on SmackDown this week.
Bray was not on SmackDown, no. He's all screwed up. So are we going to get that spooky spot?
Yes, you're going to.
Sister Abigail pops up with that I booked last week.
You're getting.
With the ghosts and ghouls and goblins everywhere.
You're getting effing spooky shit. Watch. He's going to come back as like, he's basically going to come back as Ministry Undertaker.
Okay, so my theory was that Rainey goes to pin him.
Mm-hmm.
Lights go off. Come on. There's 50 Sister Abigails around the ring.
That'd be awesome.
All in that freaking weird, like, outfit. Mm-hmm. That's all the.
You know
the
what?
That's what it is. They're going to dress up like The Ring.
You know what I wouldn't mind seeing, actually?
What?
If they do it in a right way? Newest member of the Wyatt family? Kane.
Kane and the Wyatts?
Yeah.
But you got to make him like a backwoods guy. You can't have him like Fire Kane.
No, Fire Kane, brown suit.
I want to see The Undertaker and Bray together.
Yeah.
In a tag match.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. That would be cool. So that's a good build. Talking smack, friggin' unbelievable. Certain segments were unbelievable.
Very well. Very well done.
The Miz segment, again, unbelievable. But then they went backstage to a backstage altercation, and you got to see AJ calling out Shane McMahon, mm-hmm. which is the kayfabe real build that they're going to have. This is going to be a good grudge match.
You know,
I feel like it's going to be good.
They kind of sold it on me. Right? They kind of sold the whole thing on me. Do I want to see this? I think this is a great SummerSlam match. This would be a fun SummerSlam
match.
Not
Mania.
I don't know. I'm still not. Let's see how they do it. Let's see how they do it.
You think next week on SmackDown it's going to be Road Dogg versus
Did you ever? Oh my God, that'd be great.
Because he kept trying to separate them.
Yeah, I want to see Michael Hayes and what the hell is he wearing?
That guy looked like Grimace,
dude. He's losing it, man. They can't believe it. Michael P.S. Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see. Did you ever imagine that you would see AJ Styles and Shane McMahon at in a WrestleMania?
Why not?
You know what? I would have loved to take that goddamn bet.
Yeah.
$100. The odds would have been a 1 in 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are saying that Shane should take a proxy, but he's not going to do it because he has no connection to NXT.
Yeah.
You know, he has nothing to do with NXT.
He can't introduce Shinsuke Nakamura as the proxy. But that's the other thing, too, like, because that's the interesting part. You have Orlando takeover where Nakamura is going to face whoever.
Is it Saturday or Friday?
It's Saturday.
It's Saturday.
The Hall of Fame is Friday.
No.
I think.
I think it's backwards.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame is the night before WrestleMania. Am I right, guys, in the chat?
I feel like else. They're doing it.
Maybe they changed it?
I think they changed it. So you're getting, next week on NXT, you're getting Cassius Ohno versus Bobby Roode for the title, right?
Okay.
William Regal announced whoever wins that match will face Nakamura for the title at NXT Orlando.
Okay.
I have a feeling it's going to be Ohno versus Nakamura.
Don't we have the... The report?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink, kayfabe.
But I feel like Nakamura loses. He's on his way out. Possibly shows up at Mania. It would be great if he was Shane's proxy. And then you get the match of the night between AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura.
You know what will be really cool this year? This is going to be the first year that, you know how we have the night after WrestleMania on Raw, which is always a big deal, and you mm-hmm. start these cool storylines. People debut. Things happen. But you're also going to have the night after WrestleMania for SmackDown.
Yeah.
So it's going to be double. I think that's going to be
how
really
crazy
awesome.
Is that going to be?
Yeah, so Monday we're going to have all this stuff happen, and then Tuesday we're going to have all this stuff happen, and there's mm-hmm. probably like a pay-per-view week from then.
I got to take 3 days off, man.
Yeah. So
a lot of razzling.
Dave Meltzer on Daniel Bryan. He's going to do what a few would do. He's going to do what a few would do.
What does that mean?
Dave and your spooky talking. His contract is no longer for. He's going to do what few would do.
Mm-hmm. Leave.
Leave? I guess
it.
So. He's got. I mean. So weird.
Listen, man. You can look, but you can't touch.
Yeah. You can look, but you can't touch.
I can't believe we're looking forward to a tag team Miz and Maurice versus. Somebody online mentioned that they should do an intergender couples tag team division. You'd have John Cena and Nikki. You'd have Dean and Renee. You'd have Rusev and Lana, and then you'd have Miz and Maurice.
Oh God,
that'd be hysterical. That's a new division right there. A lot of on-air romances that are real life romances.
A lot of real romances happening.
Yeah, that was very much frowned upon. That was another great thing that The Miz mentioned, where he was like, everybody knew, but nobody was supposed to talk about it. We couldn't talk about it.
What, the Cena thing?
Yeah. We couldn't talk about you and Nikki Bella. Didn't exist. John Cena could do freaking so great. So, so impassioned.
So what do you think? There's 13 matches on this card, on this Mania card. Are you excited about the show?
I am. I have a big party. Everybody gets drunk.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just down on life. Maybe that's what's happening. I feel like...
Something wrong?
Yeah, I don't know.
Too many downers?
Stressed. Too many downers. Too much stress. I'm down on life.
Mm-hmm.
Just not doing it for me.
Is this it? You have a gun under your desk right now?
This is my turn. This is how I turn and become a total internet mark.
Well,
there's John Cena.
So far, there are 7 confirmed matches.
Okay, what are the matches?
Andre the Giant.
Versus Ace Calhoun. Let's just bring dead people.
That's Vince's answer to The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Andre the Giant.
Oh my God, that's great.
Memorial Battle Royal with Mojo Rawley. I feel like Mojo's going to win.
God.
Why not? Alexa Bliss versus all available SmackDown women competitors.
You know, everybody on the SmackDown roster is on this pay per view.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. Yeah. Gallows and Anderson versus. Enzo Amore and Big Cass.
I think they're going to win the title.
Or Cesaro and Sheamus.
I think Enzo and Cass are going to win the title.
Why not? Bayley versus Charlotte versus Sasha has potential to be a show stealer. Jericho versus Owens for the U.S. Championship, a potential show stealer. Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton, potential show stealer, I'll say it. Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar, potential bathroom break.
What was it? Which one?
Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar.
You're not excited about it.
Listen, man, like, I don't want a 30-second match
I don't think we're going to get a 30-second match. Listen, man, they may do something very interesting. You know, unfortunately, they don't have a money in the bank.
Yeah.
To cash in.
Let's just wait for it, man. You know, they're going
to
do...
You know, like, that would have been a nice little twist to put in it.
Mm-hmm.
He runs in and...
Does Goldberg and Brock close the show?
They kind of have to.
You think so?
Or is it WWE title?
If it's going to be a squash.
No. Okay, it's probably... I would be surprised if it is.
Yeah.
Because that's not what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that they're going to go... I mean, it's not going to be a 25-minute match, but they're going to go a little bit.
Yeah.
The freaking entrance alone. I want to see Bill Goldberg's WrestleMania entrance.
It's going to be the same thing. More sparklers.
What do you think? More sparklers?
And him more unhealthily inhaling sparkler smoke.
He said, what's up with his, like, quick?
You know what would make that match for me? If Goldberg does Japanese Mist.
Oh, my God.
Right? Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. I don't know, man. I don't know what they're going to do, but they're going to do something. You know, they bring out, there are moments that people start freaking out when they see this WrestleMania card, and they're like, oh, man, this is going to suck. And then you know what's amazing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually surprised at this. Maybe the chat room could help me out. Why do people hate the Triple H Roman Reigns match from WrestleMania last year?
Good match.
People say that that was a terrible match.
Great match.
I don't remember reading that until recently. I feel like a podcast said this and now everybody's saying it. I don't remember it being that terrible.
No, people hate Roman Reigns. That's the thing. A lot of people hate Roman Reigns.
So it's terrible because the wrong person, in your opinion, won.
No, I don't care.
Not you. I'm just saying in general. I'm curious as to why people dislike that match so much.
Mm-hmm.
People dislike last year's WrestleMania totally.
It was a great match.
And I thought it was great. We got Austin. We got The Rock. We got Shawn Michaels that showed up.
Totally got everybody.
I thought it was a really fun WrestleMania.
Let's go through that WrestleMania past. The entrances this year are going to be friggin' unbelievable. New Day hosting is going to be great.
They're going to have wings, right? Did you see some of that, what they were working on?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Their entrance, they're going to have, like, wings that they come out.
It's going to be ridiculous.
I hope they're flying into the arena.
On zip lines?
On zip lines, yeah.
All right. So you had Team Total Bellas. Let's skip the pre-show. Zack Ryder won the Intercontinental title. Great ladder match.
See, by the way, hold on. Mm-hmm. This is why I say wrestling is subjective. Look at this. Two people. The Rock segment was a waste. I really enjoyed it. Last year's WrestleMania was a bit of a letdown. See, yeah. I think there's two ways to watch it. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to Brian the other day.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
We were talking. I was talking to Brian, and he brought something interesting up. He's like, listen, you probably watch it with a bunch of people.
Mm.
I said, yeah. He goes, that's why. You're having fun while you're watching it.
Yeah.
I go, yeah. He goes, it's very difficult. Like, it's very different. Like, whenever he watches, we had this whole conversation. Whenever he watches a show with friends, very different.
Mm.
And then he has to rewatch it to be like, oh, man, that did suck.
Yeah.
Because we're drinking, we're having a good time, we're eating, we're joking, we're watching. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's actually interesting because we are all watching, but the environment, the energy in the room is happy.
Yeah.
So we see things a little bit different. When you watch it alone, I think you see things a little bit different. Not saying that both one is right and one is wrong. At the end of the day, if you enjoyed it, then they got the message across.
Right.
I think there's a big difference with how you watch it and who you watch it with. I watch it with a lot of casual fans.
Mm-hmm.
You are probably the only other. Oh, no, Kyle, right? Kyle comes to these shows now. Kyle is in the business, so he understands. So it's a very mixed group.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely enjoy it. Bob Hazelwood says, I watch it in the dark basement all alone, clutching my Eddie Gilbert action figure. That is how most people watch wrestling, to be honest.
If I'm not here, I'm usually watching it alone at home.
Yeah.
You know, and that's I'm fine with that. I'm a very, like, I have no business, like, being alone watching stuff. But on occasion, like, if I'm here, it's one thing. WrestleMania, I always throw a big thing at my house, and it's awesome. But the day after WrestleMania, I always watch it alone.
Yeah, here's a comment here. And I love getting people's perspectives, because just because it was too predictable that Reigns wouldn't retain the title, Rumble, and they had other hope for other winners, and just that Triple H, Roman. Okay, so pretty much it was predictable. That's why a lot of people didn't like. But everything is predictable. Like, that's predictability is not necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes you have to make it predictable to go in the right direction.
Yeah,
and it's predictable to Marks.
Listen, they're not
going to. It's predictable to us.
They're not going to kill John McClane at the end of Die Hard.
They're not going to kill John, which I will, by the way, I would love the Russians to kill him.
Yeah. Yeah, Jericho versus Styles. You had the League of Nations thing. Lesnar, Ambrose. The same triple threat, except, well, you get a women triple threat. Becky, Sasha, Charlotte. Taker versus Shane is great. Corbin winning the Battle Royal. That was a good friggin' WrestleMania, man. 27 was my least favorite WrestleMania.
Which one was that? The Miz main event. Yeah, that was bad.
With the big awesome.
What's the worst WrestleMania you've seen? I would say probably two. The early, like, two was bad.
I can't watch the old ones without bias because they're so nostalgic.
It's so nostalgic. Well, I'll tell you, based on my opinion, I'll say 11.
Mm-hmm.
Was 11
Sid and Undertaker?
Sid and Undertaker, yeah. I think it was Sid and Undertaker. Because 10 was the Iron Man match, right?
I don't remember.
Guys, help me out here.
No.
Go to 11. What was the main event? 11 was not good.
It was Diesel and Shawn.
Yeah, Diesel and Shawn. It was really bad.
With Psycho Sid and Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 was Owen Bright, which was a great... 10 was really good. I really enjoyed 10. It was at the Garden, so how do you not enjoy it?
Yeah.
11 was Michaels Diesel. 12 was the Iron Man?
Yes.
Yeah, 12 was the Iron Man, which wasn't bad. 13 was that Austin double turn, which was unbelievable.
That wasn't the main event, though.
No, but the main event was Sid and Taker.
For 13.
That's the one where... The best. I was such a big Bret Hart fan.
Yeah,
always. Like, I was always a big Bret Hart fan.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like Howard Stern. He was a jacked up Howard. So right before that Raw before WrestleMania 13, it was a main event. It was a steel cage match to determine the champion. The title was on the line.
Yeah,
and Austin was doing everything to help Bret win the title, because then it would be Bret Austin. So Austin cuts a promo. He goes, "You stupid son of a bitch. We could have been in the main event.
Yeah.
You're an idiot." And he starts tearing him apart. And that's the one where Brett goes, "This is bullshit," and pushes Vince.
Yeah.
And he tells everybody to shut the F up. Like, he just loses and starts cursing and goes, "This is bullshit. You're all full of shit." I loved it. It was so, again, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
9 was terrible. That was the outdoor one. That was
like
the Brett Yoko Hogan thing.
I like 9 because Mach on commentary.
Mach on commentary.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and Heenan came backwards on a donkey, right?
Yeah.
And then it starts getting weird. 14.
I liked 14. I love 14.
It's interesting. I really enjoyed that Austin match, the Austin Michaels match, but wrestlers say that it was terrible.
You think so?
Yeah, wrestlers hate that match.
That's interesting.
14 was 14's memorable because of the passing of the torch, but really, the dumpster match was great on 14. That was a great match.
And you had Butterbean beating up Barker.
I'm sorry, 14. And then 15 was Austin Rock.
No, I'm sorry, 15 was the Butterbean punching out Barker.
What was the main event at that?
15 was Austin Rock. Rock. Amazing.
What were the other matches?
Taker Boss Man, where he hung him.
Terrible.
Shane versus Pac, X-Pac.
Oh, that was not a bad match.
Sable Torrey, Kane versus Triple H. That was fun. Road Dogg beat Ken Shamrock with Goldust and Val Venus.
That's 15.
Yeah. Mankind beat Big Show.
16 I hated. That was WrestleMania 2000. That was terrible.
Why?
It was a really, it was not good. I remember watching it and I hated it. And then, but that's another one. I remember watching it and hating it, but now I look back on paper, give me the matches on WrestleMania 2000.
I really enjoyed 16, man.
You know, that was the one that was like 12 hours long.
Yes.
They started at noon.
TNA beat Head Cheese.
Jesus Christ.
Edge and Christian, triangle ladder match. Edge and Christian, Dudley Boys, Hardy Boys.
That was a great match.
Too Cool defeated the Radicals. Benoit versus Angle and Jericho.
Great match.
Rikishi and Kane beat DX.
Okay.
Triple H, this is the one where they had the controlling interest in the company.
Okay, so Hunter went in as the champion, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
And then he came out as a champion.
And he came out as a champion. That is the first time that a heel has gone in to a WrestleMania main event with the title and left with the title.
And when was the last time that happened?
2000. That was the first time.
No. When was the last time that happened?
I don't know if it's happened.
No, it has.
A heel goes in and keeps it?
Yeah, or a heel wins.
No, forget about a heel. It goes in with the title and wins the title and keeps the title.
That's a good point.
That's why it was a disappointment, because nobody wanted him to win the title. Nobody wanted him to keep it. He was so over. That's when he was going into his like overpowered stage. And then what was WrestleMania? What was the next one? What was 17? 17 was phenomenal. 17 possibly the best WrestleMania of all time.
Let's see. Again, it's all subjective.
17 is still the best, but I would say that 30 wasn't bad.
17. Let's see.
Or 31 wasn't bad.
All right, 17, you had Credible and X-Pac beating Steve Blackman and Grandmaster
their
Sexy.
Their theme.
Two-minute match.
God.
Jericho beat Regal. I remember that was pretty good. Taz and the APA beat Right to Center. Kane defeats Raven and Big Show. Eddie Guerrero beats Test. Angle, Benoit, China Ivory.
Okay.
Shane versus Mr. McMahon as a street fight.
Shane versus
the first TLC match on WrestleMania. Taker, Triple H. People always forget about that, Taker, Triple H, because it was...
That's the one that's forgotten.
It was American Badass.
It was American Badass Taker. That doesn't count, apparently, for
this
some reason.
This is not the best WrestleMania of all time.
Yeah, no, this is it. It was the Rock match. It was the main event. That was the best WrestleMania of all time.
No. In your eyes?
No, not in my eyes, no. I think I really like 31.
31 was good. I feel like this is also like anything up until like the last few years is like the last few years they really tried to make it the biggest thing you'll
ever see on TV.
You know
what? Here's the thing about WrestleMania. Here's the thing. You'll never have a dud anymore.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
won't
exactly.
have a dud. There's so much good talent where you can't have a dud.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say like, well, this was a terrible WrestleMania.
Well, they now it's a whole week of
it's
festivities.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. It's people. It's this. It's that. It's so much more where
Hall of Fame NXT Access WrestleMania.
What is Kurt Angle coming back? When do you think he's going to wrestle?
I think he's going to show up at he's going to show up in the middle of the Goldberg Brock match and double suplex both of them. And that's it. That's how you end WrestleMania.
Well, what if that's how you end it? Well, wait a minute. What if he shows up?
He will. They'll do the double German spot, and then
Has Bill Goldberg ever faced Kurt Angle?
I don't think so.
That is the match for SummerSlam.
Yep.
Bill Goldberg, Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle doing a run in at WrestleMania?
Well, we are. I guarantee. Okay. Book it now. Yeah. Kurt Angle wins the title, the Universal title at SummerSlam from Brock Lesnar.
Who better to add to the stats of that belt?
Once again, and I guarantee all these people complaining about Bill Goldberg holding the title and Brock Lesnar holding the title will absolutely eat it up that Kurt Angle has the title.
Mm. You'll see at Kurt, there will be something at Kurt Angle's Hall of Fame speech where somebody in the audience will kind of do something and he'll be like, well, we'll see about that. Yeah. And then at WrestleMania, this dude does a sick run.
I like the smarky voice you give people. We'll see about that.
We'll see about this. And then Sunday, this dude does a incredible run in, destroys Bill Goldberg.
I don't think he's going to. I think he'll be at WrestleMania, but I don't know if he'll actually do anything physical.
Destroys Brock Lesnar. And then Sting comes out.
Sting comes out. Wow. Through the rat. And then how about The Undertaker? But no. But I want The Undertaker from like 20 years ago.
Okay. He comes out.
He comes out.
He was actually like a demon man.
He was just random dude.
Sting actually just comes out of The Undertaker.
What do you guys think of the rumored ideas for the draft? By the way, guys, if you have questions, please submit them in the chat room. Which rumored idea is this? Because I've heard a lot. All of them.
Yeah.
All the rumors. Kurt Angle finds the old Money in the Bank briefcase and he cashes it in. And then aliens land.
Kurt Angle and Steve Austin show up and tear house again.
Dude, I think Angle, he has another. Okay, so Dusty Dave, tell me what you mean by the rumors. Explain that.
Yeah.
Also, what do you guys think of Zack Sabre Jr. joining Suzuki Gun? I think it's pretty good.
I'm cool with that.
He's not going to be a lightweight. He's not going to be a cruiserweight.
No.
Light heavyweight.
He's getting, he's starting to
work
out a little bit.
Dude, he has four freaking titles now. He's wrapped in the titles. The Evolve Championship. He has a lot of titles.
He's running out of chest.
Yeah. the question is about the brand selecting draftable superstars from the others. I don't know much about, like, other than the rumors, that's all I've heard. Yeah. I haven't even divulged beyond WrestleMania right now. Like, I'm...
Yeah.
Just starting to get some of the ideas after Mania.
Yeah.
Just like now, things are trickling.
Some good stuff, man.
I hope that, you know, listen, they have to keep it fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I think SmackDown right now has a great team. So, if anything, Raw will gain and SmackDown will lose.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what they do, when they shake it up. But I think what they need to do is only do the draft when the brand starts getting stale.
Yeah. And you right now, they're in a good, they're
listen,
a good spot.
If it's, I'll give an example. You got Brock Lesnar. And you got, let's say, Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they're in a hot feud, and it's May, and now we're approaching June.
Yeah.
And it's draft time, and they decide, well, we got to get Roman Reigns on SmackDown. You're going to kill an entire feud.
Yeah. I feel like you don't even worry about that now. Like, they work backwards. They're going to work backwards from next year. The day after WrestleMania, they're going to be like, what's our main event for next year?
Well, they also need to replace John Cena on SmackDown.
Yes.
So who are they putting? Who's that guy that they put there?
Nakamura? AJ Styles.
I say Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar goes to the SmackDown.
Throw him on there.
Man. Put Brock, bring Paul in.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Lesnar, AJ Styles.
Sure.
Move Gallows and Anderson to SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Have the club there.
Yeah.
Or move AJ to Raw.
Move AJ to
and
Raw.
And then have...
You also have Balor coming back to Raw, so...
Balor to SmackDown, Root to SmackDown. Root is going to stay down there for a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm curious to see where they move everybody the next time, because it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. A lot of these part-timers, I don't think they should be eligible for a draft. I think they should be on both cards.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Because you're not keeping them on a brand. It's useless to keep them on a brand because they're not in an invested feud.
Well, Undertaker is he's like, I'm on Raw. I'm on SmackDown. I'm on Raw. I want to be on SmackDown.
Well, that kind of screwed everything up because that was not the idea. It was going to be him and somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It was also going to be Samoa Joe and AJ. That was going to be the other match.
Yeah.
That fell apart.
We have time.
Well, that's not happening at Mania.
Yeah, but think about it. Like, within a year, look how much AJ Styles has done and how many amazing matches he's done, you know?
Everybody knows how good he is. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows. If you watch wrestling, you know how good he is. Yeah. You followed what he did in Japan and TNA. I don't think anybody predicted that he would have such a vital and important run in the WWE. And by the way, I've heard the excuse of like, well, it's because of the brand extension. No. Prior to the brand extension, he was going to beat Roman Reigns for that title.
Right.
That was the plan.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to win the title on from Roman Reigns.
Yep.
This is before a brand extension. So they saw how special this guy was. And, you know, it's like a Daniel Bryan type special.
Yeah.
Right? Like, why do you like him? You tell me why. If you're watching wrestling, right? Forget about us. Yeah. Forget about people that followed his Japan career. 90% of the Raw audience has never seen an effing Japan match.
He's got it.
It's the it factor. That is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He came out. That place erupted. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. It's a Rumble crowd. They're traveling. Okay, they're going to cheer for him. Every freaking week, this guy was getting more and more over. Mm-hmm. More and more over.
Working with Cena.
Working with Jericho. Working with Miz. Ambrose. Working with Ambrose. Working with Roman.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he get so over?
Yeah.
They didn't let him talk. He just wrestled.
Yeah.
There are other guys that are probably better wrestlers than AJ on that roster. Possibly Neville. I would say Neville is up there as a worker. AJ Styles is just so perfect.
He has that Ric Flair quality.
There's something special about him. When you watch him wrestle, you say, this guy, he's a top guy.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm watching him, you know, if I'm new to wrestling and I see this guy, I'm like, oh man, that guy's awesome.
Yeah.
I probably would not feel like that about Neville. I would say like, oh, this guy's good, but he's not AJ, you know, like
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's that this much.
It's a hair of a difference.
This is what it is.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's actually really, it's more than booking. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just energy. It's just whatever. Like Nakamura.
Same thing.
Think about how bizarre. We spoke about this for years, how weird it would be for him in the WWE.
Yeah.
Right? Before we even thought of him coming.
Mm-hmm.
How would Nakamura get over? Like, how would this be over?
It's the most over thing
in
NXT.
He's doing 75% less than he did in Japan.
Absolutely.
In the ring.
Yeah.
He's just walking out, doing this shit, and then going.
Same thing with Balor. Balor's doing a million times less than he did in Japan, and he's just like mostly it's this stuff.
Yeah, it's just this. So
crawling.
Again, certain people have it, and it just comes out.
Yep.
And there's no explanation. So it's just a natural connection to people.
They're born for it.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
You see, we spoke about this.
Oh my God.
Hulk Hogan may not have it, but he has the freaking look.
He had it. He had it in spades.
But it's a very different it. You know what I mean?
Dude, like,
he's not a normal looking human being.
No.
Like, you don't see a Hulk Hogan walking the streets every day. You're going to probably see 10 AJ Styleses, 10 Dean Ambroses, a bunch of Nakamuras. Mm-hmm.
The simplest, Hogan had the simplest entrance to a pop ever. He came out,
he pointed his finger, went like this.
And then he'd go like this. Yeah. And that's it. And everybody went friggin' bananas.
The other side, The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
It. From day one, this guy was correct, and he had the shitty gimmick and everything, but they had to work on him. Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm.
This guy always had it.
Yep.
I'm reading a lot of old observers.
Yeah.
Like, a ton of old stuff from when he was in WCW from the early 90s. Because, like, we were young, you know? So, like, I like to read about this stuff. Every freaking week, Dave Meltzer would say how awesome stunning Steve Austin is.
Yeah.
Steve Austin is amazing. He put on this clinic match, and nobody cared.
Mm-hmm.
And they just not pushing him. This is later. But it's amazing, right?
Yeah.
Like, you see guys like him that had it and just needed the opportunity.
Yep.
I don't even think AJ Styles, he's a guy that, he didn't really get that opportunity. He didn't get like this, like, okay, you know what, guy? You're going to be the next big star.
Japan helped.
It was his, but he got himself over.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns, the guy has it. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
And for all the Roman hate, the guy has it. Mm-hmm.
He's got eight versions of it.
The problem with him is this idea that whenever the WWE wants you to like someone, you have to dislike it. I'm going to tell you something. Those boos that he gets is so fascinating to me. Like, forget John Cena. I get why people didn't like him.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm not a big Roman Reigns fan. Listen, I'm not, but I do get what they are doing with him. I don't get why we don't like him. Because 6 months prior to him being the guy, we were going nuts about how Roman should have won that Rumble.
Yeah.
When him and Rusev were squaring off. It got the freaking guy over in the Shield.
Yeah.
So how do you go from that to this?
Because they didn't pull the trigger fast enough.
He got hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think they maybe did pull the trigger too fast.
No. I think that could have been it. They could have called an audible with that.
That he should have won.
Yeah.
You know what? If he had won that Rumble, who won that Rumble? Batista? Was that the one?
I think that was the one.
Batista won. Yeah, but that was a weird time for them. Yes. You know, I think that was the major transitional time for the WWE.
Yeah.
That was when they were like, oh, crap, we got to shift. Mm-hmm. We got to change this.
The indie darling.
That's what it was. You know what it was? It was a Daniel Bryan story that screwed it up for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. You're absolutely right. It was Daniel Bryan that screwed up Roman Reigns' thing. Listen, man, he's putting on 4-star matches. Him and Braun, okay?
Yeah.
And forget about, well, you know, of course he's going to have a 4-star match or a 5-star match. He's going to get carried in a match. Mm-hmm. You know, who was it that they were saying, like, AJ carried him, AJ carried him? Was it Cena? Recently. It was like a 4.75, like 4.25-star match.
It may have
match.
Been Cena. Well, Cena was adamant about how AJ has brought out the best of him in the past 10 years.
Okay. And but the story was like, well, of course he's going to get that match. He carried him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Okay, fine. I get that. And same thing with Roman, too. They said the same thing about Roman. He goes, well, you got it. Roman, yeah, it's 4.5-star match because it's AJ Styles. Roman Reigns had a 4-star match with Braun Strowman, a guy that is green as goose shit.
Vince's wet dream right there.
Vince's wet dream.
Big dudes
just glide.
Having great matches.
It's way more than him getting carried or people carrying him. The guy's a decent worker. He knows what he's doing. There's something behind him. It's just a really weird thing that they're doing with him. Just turn him.
Yeah.
It's so easy, man. Turn him for 6 goddamn months.
Yeah.
Turn him. Have him be despicable. And then he comes to the rescue for somebody.
Have him be the third Uso.
Have him be the third Uso. He's the guy driving the Maximum.
Yeah. He's sitting in the back of the
Max. Yeah. I don't know, man. Let's see. I'm curious. I'm curious to see what they do. All right, guys, that's it for this week. Subscribe to the podcast. We are available everywhere podcasts are available. You can follow us on Twitter, Matt Men Podcast. You can follow me at Andrew Zarian. You can follow Rich at BTC Rich. And we have a lot of stuff coming up in the coming weeks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff. We're going to keep you posted.
Wrestling.
All right, a lot of wrestling. All right, guys, see you later.
Later.